I grew up in the Mormon Church, born and raised, as they say. Even during the times of inactivity, I still considered myself to be a true believing Mormon. Times and people change, and when someone pushes you to reevaluate your beliefs, you sometimes realize how wrong you were. 2016 was the year I moved from Mormonville to Heathensburg. I'm Molly Ann Mormon. Welcome to Doubting Dogma, where I explore my new views and new friendships, moving on without religious belief. Happy Sunday, Christmas Eve. This is Molly Ann Mormon for Doubting Dogma, and joining me today is not Matthew, like Zencaster says. It is Eric from the Odd Atheist Friends. Welcome.
Hey, Molly.
Again. You've been on here so many times, I feel like I should just, like, give you a share of the podcast. Like, this is this is your second unofficial podcast home. Welcome.
Hey, I'll take it. I love talking to you, so.
I know. It's like, I don't know. Every time we talk, it just feels like chatting with old friends, even though I haven't known you but less than a year. So, you know?
I feel so loved.
Well, yeah. But anyways, okay. Like, some listeners might know, others might not. I had knee surgery on Friday. So whenever this airs, this airs tomorrow. So, yeah, had knee surgery Friday. We just did a scope. I guess the conditions for the stuff, there wasn't a pothole, so to speak, in my meniscus. There was a little tear, though, so they stitched that up. And so it's only going to be a couple of weeks of partial weight on crutches rather than 6 to 8 with no weight on that leg. So, yay for shorter recovery time, right?
Yay.
But yeah, good times. And then I have also, since I was on the podcast last, my husband and I got a couple of new pets. So I am now the proud mama of a bearded dragon, and he is a cute little bastard, and his name is Malcolm after Captain Malcolm Reynolds, because I'm that nerdy. So
That's so good.
So we've decided, because, you know, they make costumes for all these little pets and everything, and I show them to my husband, and he's like, no. And then one day he said, you know, we're going to have to get him just one. We're going to have to get him a pretty floral bonnet. And if anyone has seen the series, they understand why, because in one of the episodes, Malcolm Reynolds is there dressed as a woman, and he's got a pretty floral bonnet, and he says, I swear by my pretty floral bonnet, I will end you. So we have to get Malcolm a floral bonnet.
That's adorable. If
anyone makes bearded dragon like bonnets, like a little pioneer bonnet with flowers, let me know.
That's a very specialized market, I think.
I know. I have no idea who would make such a thing, and I don't have the skills for that, so. Okay, so, sorry, little break, have to edit that back together, but yeah, so we're back.
We should just record 4 minutes at a time.
From now on. It'll all be disjointed. Nobody will know what's going on, especially not me. It'll be
It'll be like a normal podcast with us.
Oh, no.
I hope I'm kidding. I don't know.
Oh, well. Like I said, they've heard me all exhausted and tired when we recorded in the middle of the night, and now they get me on Vicodin. So, fun times.
I'm just always weird. I'm not on anything or anything.
You know, I am too. And honestly, I don't feel like the Vicodin is making me as weird as, like, the the Demerol after my second knee surgery. Woo! Pink elephants passed out in 15 minutes, let me tell you.
Oh, gosh.
That is some powerful stuff. And it was tiny. It was little 50 milligram tablets. Knock you on your ass.
I've never really taken anything very strong. I had Vicodin one time. Well, like, for like a couple of weeks, I guess. Or like a week. When I had my wisdom teeth cut out. And it really fucked with me, man. I was like having nightmares. I got super addicted to it, but like it was really fucking with me and I couldn't sleep without it. It was horrible. Horrible.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, really bad.
Yeah, because like after my first knee surgery, they put me on Percocet and OxyContin at the same time, which nobody understands why. But me and Percocet apparently don't get along at all. So I stopped that. Stop the Percocet. I could still take the OxyContin and, you know, whatever. But, yeah, no. And Percocet, I couldn't even keep apple juice down.
Oh,
I mean, it was, yeah, it was very bad. So even though it's technically a severe adverse reaction, I still list it as an allergy because I'm like, I ain't taking that crap ever again.
Yeah.
Rather just deal with the pain because that was horrible. But yeah.
Yeah. So. I have weird reactions to almost any medicine. So.
Yeah. Well, it shouldn't be for too long. And like I said, at least it's only a couple weeks of partial crutches. So.
Yeah. That's good. Better than it could have been.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. And then, let me see, what else has gone on during this, like, horrible long hiatus of no podcast? I got my business started.
Woo! So,
yes, filed my LLC, I got that, filed my sales tax license with the state of Pennsylvania, and I got that. I got my website up and running all by myself. That was a lot of work, actually.
Yeah, I can imagine. That's amazing, though.
Well, like, when you have, I think I had 112 items to list under my inventory, takes a little while. My goodness.
Yeah.
So I got that all up and running. And then the local gun range that's just down in Chambersburg, they set up like a display case for me. And so I've got stuff on display and available there at Crossfire Shooting Sports. Not that anyone is local, but yeah. And then today I did a couple of necklaces using cleaned up bullet casings from like a rifle and a couple of pistols, and then added some beads and stuff to make it look like there was a bullet, though the bullet coming out of the casing was a bead, if that makes any sense to anyone who knows guns. So
that sounds really cool.
I made those, and I figured those are going to be exclusively available at the range or by custom order, but not listed on my website because they were the ones that were asking if I could do something like that. So yeah, I feel like all official because I have business cards.
Yeah, that's so awesome. You should be really proud of yourself. That's a lot of work.
Oh my goodness, yeah. And so now I'm just like, okay, people, bye, you know. But I don't know how to do the marketing thing, but
That's the hard part. It's all hard, but the harder part, I think.
Yeah, one of my people I know said he's got a friend who does like some sort of marketing, and so I don't know. I may ask him for some kind of pointers or tips or something. But yeah. Anyways, so I think that's the long and short of it for what's been going on in my crazy little world. I got a business, surgery, and lizards. I have dragons.
Yay.
Do bearded dragons make noises?
I guess if you really piss them off, they do hiss.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like the last thing before they bite.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, you have to really piss them off. But, I mean, Malcolm is so chill. He's such a little pudgy bastard. He's so cute. But, like, you know, I take him up every night, give him his little bath because it's good to soak him. And just some warm water, you know, because it helps with, like, when they have to shed and, you know, if they decide to just do their business in the tub, it makes cleanup so much easier because then it's not all stinky in their tank.
That's true.
And sometimes they'll sit there and, like, take a drink of water because they get most of their liquid in their water from the foods they eat and from the bugs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I'll take a drink in the bath. But yeah, so then after his bath, he'll always like crawl up to my shoulder and neck and like kind of snuggle and start to fall asleep. It is the cutest thing ever.
Aww.
It's absolutely adorable. It's so precious.
That sounds really sweet.
It is awesome. I love my little guy. He's awful cuddly for something with scales, but but anyways, I mean, yeah, I could sit here and talk the whole podcast about him, but then I'd bore people to tears. So, but I figured since when this airs tomorrow, quote unquote, will be Christmas. I don't know. I kept thinking about, you know, the whole Santa Claus thing, and I honestly don't remember ever believing in Santa. Like, I know some people, I don't know, like in the movies, and like I just watched the Santa Claus because it's Christmas, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, like all these kids, you know, believe in Santa, and they had this defining moment when they didn't believe in Santa anymore or whatever, you know, and I'm like, I don't remember ever having that. I don't remember ever believing in Santa. I think I always knew that it wasn't a real thing, that it was my parents. I mean, especially when you look at the tags on the presents and you can tell it's just mom trying to make her handwriting look a little different. Or something, you know. So I don't know. I just not. I don't know. I was always skeptical in that regard, I guess.
Yeah, I definitely was too. I remember having a conversation with my parents when I was like literally 4 years old. I was sitting in the back of the car, and I was like, either I was three or four. I don't know. I hadn't started school yet. And I don't even, it wasn't even near Christmas. So I don't know why I was dogging them on this, but I was like, I need you to tell me right now, is Santa real? I don't think he's real. Tell me right now. Tell me the truth right now. And I would not let off. And they were finally like, okay, he's not real. Just stop.
Oh no.
So I was like, yeah, I was like 3 or 4 years old when they, I
wow. My parents. No, I don't remember. Are you an only child?
I am not. I have a younger sister. I think she was like a baby at that time because she was born when I was four. So I'm sure they told me not to tell her, but.
Yeah, because like, okay, I'm second out of five kids, you know, like mm-hmm. good. Fairly good sized Mormon little family there, right? But I remember there was a year that my older sister kept saying that she saw Santa out there and whatever. And so we needed to go to sleep and he was in the red suit and all this kind of stuff, you know. But even then, I don't even remember how old I was. But even then, like, I didn't buy it. I was like, yeah, no. but I mean, we would still leave milk and cookies out. I mean, I want to say we were still doing that even up until I moved out and went to college, we were still doing that, you know, even though we all knew that it was just a load of crap. It was just, you know, the fun of it, I guess.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I'd suppose if I ever believed, even though I don't think I did, but there was one year my dad, I don't remember if he was out of work or what. It was during one of the, it was during like some recession in the 80s, right? Because I was born in 81. So, and I just remember, I mean, we had a tree, but we didn't really have presents. There were three presents, I want to say. One for me, my older sister, and my little sister. And it, well, maybe one for my little brother. I don't even remember how old I was. So, and Christmas came and went, and Santa didn't come. And Mom and Dad had said, well, you know, you need to be good and go to bed early, and then maybe Santa will come tonight instead, you know. But he never did. So, I mean, I don't, I wish I remember how old I was when that happened, but I mean, I just, yeah, I don't know. I don't ever remember believing. And, you know, this kind of like solidified that, because it's like, well, okay, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
But I just remember that was one of those Christmases that was, I mean, really tight financially. We made little, oh my goodness. You remember the South Park episode where, with all the Christians going to hell, and then they're like, oh no, sorry, the right answer was Mormon, you know? And then it goes up to heaven and it shows all the Mormons and they're like, let's go make decorations out of egg cartons. Yay. You know, and they run off. And when I saw that, I just started cracking up because we did that. We did that that year. We, you know, little, you'd cut the little things off the egg carton. So you had this little like bell shaped thing, and we were coloring them with markers and whatever and string ribbons through it. And there were our decorations. So
very crafty.
Yeah. I mean, well, what can you do when, you know, the economy's bad and you've got five kids, you know? So, I mean, that's, I remember doing that kind of stuff. And so, like I said, with that South Park episode, I was dying laughing because I'm like, that's a thing. We actually do that. But
that actually that brings up a question I had. I don't actually know anything about how Mormons celebrate Christmas. Like, is it different or than the standard Christmas or?
No, what? I mean, it's pretty typical Christian. I mean, you get your tree, you know, you decorate it. You have, like, I know our family, we would always, I don't remember if we'd do this on Christmas Eve or Christmas morning, but like we'd sit around and, you know, Dad would read the Bible story of the Christmas story, whatever. And let me see, the way my family did it, because I mean, I always thought it was so weird that people have these big elaborate Christmas dinners and stuff, because we never did that in my family. Maybe it's just because we had too many kids. Maybe it's just my family's weird. I don't know. But we didn't do that. So like in the morning, we would open our stockings, which were actually usually just socks, because we never bought like proper Christmas stockings. So, you know, and then it got to the point, like my sisters would ask to borrow one of my socks because I had bigger feet so they could fit more stuff in it. And Mom would always put an orange in the toe of the sock, you know, that was tradition. And then, you know, it'd just be just random little stuff. So we'd get to open our stocking before breakfast, and then we'd have breakfast, and then like we'd have a little while, then we'd go and sit down and everybody would get to open a gift, and then we'd take a break and you go, you know, play with your new toy or read your new book that you just got or whatever, you know, and then we'd, you know, wait a while, and then we'd do another round of gifts. So it wasn't like this psychotic free-for-all with just wrapping paper flying like you see in the McAllister Christmas, like with the Home Alone and everything, with gift paper flying everywhere and everybody just ripping into presents and just piles and piles of gifts. I mean, you know, that wasn't the way we did things. So I always found it interesting when, well, that and like mom was so weird about it. And like, this still slightly drives my husband nuts. Cause like we grew up, like we would save wrapping paper, especially like if it was a big gift. So there was a whole bunch of wrapping paper to it. Like we'd be careful about, you know, you take the tape off real careful because it's such a big piece, you can use it again later. So like the whole ripping of the wrapping paper is not something that I even to this day feel comfortable doing.
Oh gosh.
All because mom would always like save it and then we, you know, use it the next year or something. But
yeah.
And I guess I never realized how odd that was either because like that's just how we did things. So
you should have invested in like bags, like gift bags. Those are much easier to save.
No, right? Except then you can peek. And it's funny because I was just talking to mom yesterday and she was saying how I used to always peek and everything. And I'm like, no, I didn't. That was probably my older sister. You know, uh-huh. I was like, I used like a gallon of tape on the first package I tried to wrap, you know, and you used too much tape. Oh my goodness. You know? And I'm like, I was just trying to get the little corners to stay, you know? So I was like, I'd never be able to sneakily open a package, see what it was and then reclose it, you know? And she's like, well, you confessed to it. And I'm like, well, I don't remember that. But if I did, it was a false confession because I never did that. So
I was like,
no, that was my older sister. She's like, that is something I could see her doing.
I like the measurement you use for tape, a whole gallon.
I know. It's like awesome, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a lot of tape. So I'm a garbage gift wrapper. Okay. Like I just honestly cannot bring myself to give very much of a fuck about wrapping presents. I'm like, people are going to rip this shit off. I don't understand the point. I don't even know. So if I wrap something, it's garbage. I have the ability to wrap something nicely. I just choose not to take the time out of my life to do it. So I just take the wrapping paper and bunch it around it and then just put tape and that's it. But this year, actually half the presents I'm taking are in reusable grocery bags. I was like, nice. I cannot.
That's even better than the gift bags.
I know. They're just going to be like, what
the multi-purpose?
Yeah. Well, I'm asking for those back. I paid money for those. They're not going to.
Oh, nice.
I know. I know. I'm horrible. call me frugal. I don't know. But that's my tip. Take your reusable shopping bags, put presents in it, and then take them back home.
Nice. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I would say I may have to try that, except I've already got most of the stuff wrapped for this year. So no reusable shopping bags. So
yeah, I honestly end up having a stockpile of them because I always fucking forget to take them in with me. Even if I bring them to my car like a good person, then I just forget to bring them in the store. And I'm like, I deserve this punishment of buying another bag. Oh, my gosh.
No. So then you just end up with piles and piles of them.
Yeah, but they come in like really handy when I'm trying to like, especially when you're moving, because honestly, they hold up better than a box anyway, and they're still reusable. So super clutch when moving. Pro tip.
I had not even thought of that.
Yeah.
Of course, when I moved, I mean, like, well, I guess reusable shopping bags were kind of a thing, but they weren't, I don't know, they weren't super widespread when I moved.
So, but, in my family, I am, not only am I known for being quite frugal in the gift wrapping department, but also in the gift giving department. So I have this, well, I will buy some nice presents, like, especially if I have money that year, I will buy some nice presents, but I will also take things I don't need anymore that are nice still, like in good shape, and things that I'm not using, but that I think will make a good present, or that I just want to fuck around with my family and give to them. And I will gift that, especially if we're doing like a Dirty Santa thing that we've been doing for the past few years. So this year, okay, this year it's great. I know no one gives a fuck about this, but I'm going to just blab on about it. So my roommates got me a PlayStation 4 for Christmas because they're awesome. So I took the PlayStation 4 box, and it says PlayStation 4 on the outside. And then on the inside, I put some old books that I don't need anymore that are good. And I put like three like square stuffed superheroes that are really cool looking that I got for like a dollar each. And I put a shitload of candy that someone gave me for Christmas that I'm not going to eat. So I was like, let me just re-gift this. And just some old comic books and just some like some bullshit. I don't even remember what else. Oh, like an old Star Trek book. It's great. And then, so I wrapped that in the PlayStation 4 box. So now they're going to open it and be like, oh my God, is this a PlayStation? And I'll be like, fuck no, it's not. You thought wrong.
See, my mom was always one that, you know, you get the odd shaped gift or whatever, and she then like put it in an old empty like a cereal box or something like that, because then it makes nice corners and she can wrap it all pretty, so then you're like, why am I getting cornflakes?
I love it. And so I'm taking my boyfriend to Christmas, so I had to get another Dirty Santa gift together, and they literally just told me about this today that we were doing it this year. So this is why they're getting, this is half the reason they're getting garbage, but the other half is because they would have gotten it anyway. But so the other present they're getting is in a reusable shopping bag, first off. And it has this old, okay, so when I was with my like ex-boyfriend several years ago, we got this sex card game that we never really played. We just looked through, but it was like, you roll a dice and it says him or her, and then you're like, pick a card, and then that's what you do. And it's like weird sex actions. Oh, no. It's like you can suck his dick, or you can shave your lover's pubes, or whatever. It's very weird. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Huh.
Yeah, so they're getting that. Just to make it really awkward, you know, because it's my mom and my dad and my sister and her boyfriend, and then me and my boyfriend.
Oh, no.
I know. So that's in there. And then there's like a bag of sunflower seeds I've never opened in there.
Oh, it's just great.
It's so good. I'm a horrible person. I mean, what are you going to do? And also today at the store, I bought this. Okay, so I don't even eat Spam, but I saw this like packet of Spam wrapped, like packeted like a packet of tuna, like a single serving.
Yeah,
serving of Spam.
I've seen that.
So I bought one, and that's going in there too. I was like, "What the hell?" Oh, it was so good.
Yeah, but that's like a main food group down there, isn't it?
Well, I think that's Hawaii. It's not. We're too poor for Spam. We eat like canned weenies for like a quarter or 50 cents a can. Oh, gross. Anyway, yes, we were too poor for Spam. We would eat like dollar packets of hot dogs, but.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Being too poor for Spam is just, whew. That packet of Spam, the single serving was a fucking $1.19. I was like, I don't even want to buy this.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. I was like, I can get a whole can for our, like, $2.50. Come on. But I'm getting this because it's funny. So, whatever.
Wow.
I know. Also,
you could get like 15 packs of ramen for that.
I know, right? I was like, spam or ramen. Hard choices.
You should get like a, just either a pack of ramen or a, like the generic just mac and cheese and sauce it in there with.
Oh my God. I thought about it. Also in my room, I have just like stacks of, like a few stacks of canned food because one, my roommates like to take my fucking canned food. And I'm like, do you understand? I'm on a budget here. I'm trying to eat and live. I have no money. So I hoard it in my room because I'm a horrible person. But I have like great value Walmart brand green peas and corn and carrots and stuff. I was like, yeah. I can just throw one of these in there. They're 40 cents a can. Fuck it, yeah. You know.
Yeah, and if you catch them on sale, sometimes you can get them for a quarter, you know.
Oh, I know, man. I'm like the cheapest motherfucker. Oh, my God. I also have, like, I have these free condoms I got.
Oh, no.
And they're latex. And I was like, should I throw these in there? I'm allergic, so I don't even know why I still have them.
Oh, no.
I have not thrown those in here there yet.
Why not? That would go with the weird card game.
I know. It would. It would. It makes perfect sense. I also have some old pregnancy tests.
Oh, no.
Not used.
Well, I should hope not. Yeah.
Why would I keep this one? I don't know.
I'd start to worry about you if you did. But
I don't know. I mean, I have some issues, but not that.
Yeah,
bad.
But there's issues, and then there's. Issues.
Yeah, I don't have issues.
Okay.
Anyway, sorry for that weird tangent. No.
Oh, that's fine. I'm just like, I have no idea what to chat about today other than I don't remember ever believing in Santa, but you know. And then, like, I don't know, my family didn't really have, like, any sort of big tradition that they would do, you know? Well, I mean, on Christmas Eve, we could open one gift before we went to bed, and it had to be, like, one of the little ones and whatever. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, we would just plain what I thought was ordinary Christmas stuff, you know?
Did you see like any extended family around Christmas or?
There was a while there when I was little that we used to go to my aunt's house in Utah for Christmas. But we quit doing that because winter driving sucks. And
yeah,
winter driving across the mountains in Colorado really sucks. So,
oh yeah.
Yeah. So no, I mean, usually we just stay there at home. And actually that's a funny story too. Cause okay. When I joined the Army, right. Basic training in AIT, cause I was an MP. So it was one station unit training, AKA OSUT was the acronym for that, the little abbreviation. And my class went from October to the 1st of March. So it fell over Thanksgiving, it fell over Christmas and all that, right? And we didn't get Thanksgiving off, but they had something called Christmas Exodus, where for 2 weeks, like the base shut down and they sent you on leave back home to see your family and everything in the middle of training, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know about that when I left for basic. And I found out about it afterwards. And so I was like, I'm going to surprise my family. I'm not going to tell them I'm coming. I'm just going to show up,
uh-huh.
you know? And so we're all getting ready and we're all lined up there in the barracks and our drill sergeant is there like asking us who's going to pick us up from the airport and this kind of stuff. And he gets to me and he's like, who's going to pick you up? And I'm like, no one, drill sergeant. And he's like, what? What do you mean? And I'm like, they don't know I'm coming home. And he's like, well, what if they're off going somewhere else? And I'm like, they won't be. And he's like, well, what if they are? And I'm like, they won't be because we don't ever go anywhere. You know, so I go home. I'm there in my class A's, you know, which is the green dress uniform. Because this was, golly, this was back in 01. Now I'm dating myself. but yeah, so I when I landed, I mean, there was still a few hours before my dad got home. I wanted him to be home before I got there, you know. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to go do some Christmas shopping on the way home, you know. So I go do Christmas shopping, whatever. And then when I get home, I go knock on the door and my little sister answers the door, you know? And so I'm there, it's Colorado, it's cold. So I've got the coat, the overcoat for the class A's is just a black trench coat basically, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I'm there, have my little McDonald's hat on because it, you know, before you actually graduate and get your beret, you've got just the little weird pointy green thing that's, I don't know how to describe it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A little envelope on your head that's green. And so I knock on the door, my sister answers it and she's like, hello. And I was like, hi. Like she didn't recognize me at first. And then she, like, her eyes got so big, she started crying, you know? And so I came in and it, unfortunately I beat my dad home by like 15 minutes. So yeah, that's like one of my favorite Christmas memories just because like they didn't know I was coming and just me showing up was like super fun. And
that's awesome.
I had this whole thing like planned out because when I found out about it, I was like, okay, I'm not going to tell them. And then for Thanksgiving, you know, we were there and the drill sergeants were serving us and they were dressed up in their greens and blues, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they were working the food server line, and you know, and they had said that, you know, the meal there at Christmas was even better and like all this kind of stuff. So this is what I wrote to my family. I'm like, yeah. And they said that Christmas, blah, blah, blah. And so like, while I didn't outright lie saying that I wasn't coming home, I just little misleading things, making them think that, you know, I was going to still be sitting there in my little basic training barracks for Christmas.
Sneaky.
Yes. I love being sneaky like that. That's like the best kind of sneaky. But I love doing surprises and stuff, especially when I know that there's like it's big and special or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I definitely agree with you.
And that's why, like, I never understood why people don't like surprises. Because I'm like, I love them. Let's do it. You know?
Yeah, I know. I guess it depends on what the surprise is. But if it's like a good one, I don't know. Who wouldn't want that, you know?
I don't know. My ex-boyfriend. But he was...
That's a good descriptor.
Of course, he was something of a jackass and a controlling freaking bastard. But anyways.
That's why he's an ex.
Absolutely. Well, I talked about that in my last little tiny episode that I, the only one that I've done solo so far where I was, yeah, he was just.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had a horrible memory.
Controlling, manipulative. He's just, yeah. Horrible person. But anyways, yeah. That's why I'm here. Well, part of why I'm here. Because I has a wonderful man now and not a jackass. So.
Yes.
Yay.
Yay.
That's what we talk. I said I has a wonderful man now, not a jackass.
Not a jackass.
Not a jackass.
So that's what I get for walking in a room halfway in the sun.
Yes. I love you.
Love you too.
Okay.
You should leave that in. True love.
I could. But, yeah. So, I don't know. Random. Lost my train of thought. Carry on.
Christmas.
Shiny. Yeah. And it always cracks me up where all these people are like, oh, you have to keep the Christ in Christmas and keep the true meaning. And I'm like, it's a pagan holiday.
Cut down trees when it's not in the Bible. When it's specifically against that in the Bible.
Like, it's, yeah. If you look at all this stuff, it's all like pagan traditions and stuff. And some people get all fussy about that. And other people get all fussy about you getting fussy about it. And I'm just like, whatever. But speaking of trees, because of the surgery and stuff, like we didn't go out to cut down our tree this year. Because since moving here, that's been a little tradition. Is we go to the little tree farm and we actually pick out the tree and we have the little handsaw and we cut down our little tree that we pick out because it's so fun. It's so neat, you know?
Yeah.
But with the hubby's health issues and with me being pretty well useless, what with crutches and all, we're like, okay, ain't going to be decorating the tree like this. Ain't going to be helping to undecorate the tree or carry it out or anything. So we didn't do that. And the hubby was feeling kind of bad. He's like, I'm sorry. And I'm like, okay, it's fine. So I ordered this cute little 2-foot pre-lit tree off of Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought these little tiny mini ornaments. So we still has a tree. It's just Yay. A little tiny tree. And it's like about the same size as this one that my mom got me when I was in college. Now it was pre-lit. It had the little fake snow and it had little ornaments like glued onto it. And it had the ornaments were like instruments and little like fake sheets of music paper and stuff like that, you know? And so, I mean, it was really cute, but it was about the same size that she gave me. So then I'd have a little tree in my dorm room, you know, when I first went to college. So I've got a little tiny tree, little tiny ornaments. So I'm like, yay, I still has a tree.
Yeah, so. That's good. No, I love little tiny trees and I fucking love little tiny ornaments. They're so cute.
Yeah, I'll have to show you the picture of them.
For sure.
They're like, there's some little tiny candy canes and a gingerbread man and some Santas and snowmen. And I mean, it's just cute little things. So
adorable.
Yeah.
Do you like any like sweet stuff around the holidays? Like what are your favorite holiday sweets?
See, I'm not super big on peppermint. I'm really not. So like, I don't care much about candy canes. Like they're good on the tree and stuff, but,
I'm actually the same. I don't like peppermint very much either.
Like spearmint. I love spearmint. Mm. It's different than peppermint.
I don't
it's
like
got
mint.
Its own flavor.
Not a mint.
Yeah. See it for me, it has to be a certain kind of mint. Unless, like, my tummy's feeling upset, then, yeah, give me the peppermint. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I have a particular sweet that's just the – I mean, I love pumpkin pie, but, you know, I don't know. Some might argue that's more of a Thanksgiving thing, but
– I think it carries over into Christmas, but that's me.
I think it could carry over to the 4th of July if you give me a can of pumpkin, but, you know
– You can always make a pumpkin pie, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah, the hubby doesn't like pumpkin anything, though, so, you know. And I'd have to, you know, take one for the team and just eat the whole pie by myself.
Oh, horrible, horrible fate.
I know. Fate worse than death right there, isn't it? Just give me a whole can of whipped cream to...
Yes, yes. That is the only way to eat pumpkin pie, with a shitload of whipped cream.
Oh, for sure. It's so good. That's like my favorite pie. And when I told Mom that, she's like, I guess I didn't bake apple pie enough when you were a kid. And I was thinking, I don't remember you ever baking apple pie. So, yeah, I guess so.
I have to bake some pies tonight. I'm making pecan pies, or pecan pies, however you want to say it.
See, I always said it pecan. So the first time I heard someone said pecan, I just about died laughing. I think that is the weirdest thing. Yeah, and the first time I heard that, it was from someone I knew from Georgia. So yeah, Southern. I was like, pecan? What? It's like, yeah. See, that's how isolated I was up there in my little Colorado Mormon bubble. Because, like, yeah, nobody had a funny accent up there. Until I moved, then everybody says I've got some sort of accent. But whatever.
Yeah, I think you have something. I don't know what I'd call it. I'm not good at placing accents, but...
I don't know. I mean, you think I was in Colorado for, you know, what, 20 years. And then I was in El Paso for 12. Now I've got almost four here in the Pennsylvania region. So I don't know what sort of... some kind of bastardized American English, I think. But, you know.
Yeah. I don't think I have a horrible Southern accent. It only comes through really badly. Well, what if I'm trying, for one. Or if I just say certain words, sometimes it'll just happen. Like, sometimes I have to really focus when I say the word well, because my mouth wants to say whale.
Because I was going to say, yeah, if you wouldn't have said anything, I never would have known you were from... like the quote unquote South, because
yeah,
North Carolina, North, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's considered the South, right?
Yeah.
My understanding. I mean, I was just
there are some stronger accents here, but I don't think I have too much.
No, definitely not.
I'm kind of monotone, but
nothing wrong with that.
I guess.
It could be worse. You could, I don't know.
Resting bitch voice.
Oh, no.
Matches my resting bitch face. It's okay.
Oh, is that a thing?
I don't know.
It is now.
Yes. Unfortunately.
I'm going to call the episode that.
Fantastic.
Oh, no. Well, okay. So I guess we got about 45 minutes of rambling, and that should be a decent-sized episode, I hope. I'm sorry, guys, that I haven't put out an episode in like a month. But, yeah, thank you for coming on and just chatting Christmas and Santa and... and professional white elephant gifting. That's awesome.
Yes, you're welcome.
if I ever need advice for that, now I know who to go to.
Yeah, just ask me.
I will bring my reusable grocery bag.
Yeah, just fill a reusable grocery bag with all the things you don't need in your house. And you are pro
Why
level.
Why do I have these receipts from Walmart? Happy birthday.
I know. I was going through my reusable bags and I found so many receipts. I was like, oh my God. At least I took them out first. That's tip number two.
Nice.
Or you could, like, just reuse those and, like, tape them over and use them for, like, the name tag. That's, like, going extra, but no judgment. It's okay.
Too bad the letters aren't a little bigger. You could, you know, cut them out and use that.
Oh, my gosh. Serial killer name tags over here.
Yeah, but those are so tiny. And honestly, like, my sister did that one year. When wrapping presents for some reason, she's an odd one, but yeah, like it took forever.
Oh,
and then she's there with newspapers everywhere. Cause she was trying to find letters big enough to cut out and not maul everything. And
oh yeah, we definitely did used to wrap things in newspapers. Like, when we were, like, super broke, definitely.
I don't know if we ever did that. We may have.
I actually...
Wouldn't surprise me. Wouldn't surprise me if we had.
I think my favorite one was, like, my favorite thing was the comic set, the comic part of the newspaper.
Nice.
If you wrap a present in comics, it actually looks pretty cool, so...
Well, yeah, because then it's almost like gift wrap, because it's all colorful and stuff.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool.
That, and you can entertain yourself while you're waiting.
I know, right?
Oh, no.
I will not turn that into a sex joke. I will not.
Why not? The cactus hasn't made an appearance yet this episode.
Oh, I know. I need to find you a cactus Christmas ornament. That would be awesome.
Oh, heck yeah. I would so put that on my tree because, okay, one of the goals I always had for my tree, which we achieved last year, was to have all the ornaments be different little shapes rather than just round globe.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't put a single round globe on there last year, if I remember right, and they were all just the different little shape stuff.
Oh, wow. So, that's a good goal.
Yay. Because, like, that's one of the things I collect when I go somewhere. You know, I get fridge magnets and I get Christmas tree ornaments. So, you know, so I've got some from, like, I got one from the Philly Zoo when we went. I've got one from Yellowstone, from, you know, different places where we go. And I have the one that I think it was my sister gave it to me when I was a baby. And it's like, it's this little, it's a ceramic thing. It's an oval about 4x2, but it's like, you know, thin, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's this little baby mouse like curled up in hay or something. And it was one of those like ceramic things you go and you paint yourself and whatever. So I guess my sister painted it, and so it's all this light green, and that's been my ornament, like, forever. So I have that, and I hang that up on the tree, and, you know, just little things like that. And I have so many hummingbirds, because hummingbirds has kind of become my thing, so.
That's awesome. I love how you can have, like, so many memories in, like, Christmas ornaments and how that can make your tree super special to you. I think that's really cool.
It's fun. And so, fun. You know, whatever. Who cares if it's a pagan holiday tradition? I married a pagan, so it's only fitting, right? So
hey, there you go. Did you have a great Yule sacrificing all the goats and stuff?
Well, you know, I just did that, you know, tenderized a couple babies because, you know, wrap them up in puff pastry. It turns out great. No.
Yeah, you got to put a little bit of brie at the bottom, and then it's delicious.
It's like baby Wellington, you know?
Oh, yum. Yum, yum, yum.
Oh, no. Mm.
Gordon Ramsay would make a mean baby Wellington, I'm sure.
Definitely mean. Cut into it and start swearing.
Just spread the mustard on the bottom of the baby's bottom. Wrap the pastry. What have we done?
Nothing at all.
That's not a pagan thing. That's a traditional atheist holiday thing.
Well, you know.
I mean, we definitely
got the best of both worlds going on over here. So, you know.
Yeah. We borrowed from the pagans a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, no. All right. Well.
I'm just kidding. We don't actually eat babies, usually.
Just sometimes. I mean.
Not every year. That's not sustainable.
It might be.
I mean, it could be. You can get one every 9 months, I guess. But, you know.
For special occasions, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Okay, then. Well, Eric, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me on.
Oh, my goodness. So fun. All right. So, though they've all heard it before, but if they want to find you, where can they where can they track you down?
You can find me and my co-host Matthew on our podcast, The Odd Atheist Friends. We're at patreon.com/OAF and facebook.com/OAF podcast. And yeah, I just want to formally apologize to your listeners for having to deal with me. But if you aren't tired of me yet, you can go hear more of me there. It only gets worse.
Oh, no.
You can also hear Molly on, like, I think 3 of our episodes, maybe more. I don't know.
I think three,
but I'm sure there will be more in the future. So definitely.
Oh, undoubtedly. Because, yeah. I mean, I feel like you guys are my sister podcast-ish. Because, I mean, we're always, like, I don't know, cross-promoting constantly.
We are. And we're so, always cross-referencing.
I know. So they have to listen to both in order to get all the jokes.
Yeah. Yeah. Good luck. we're actually releasing episode 30 on the same day as you, so
Ooh. That's
exciting. We're both on episode 30 on the same day. Merry fucking Christmas, everybody.
Yes, Merry Christmas, and we will talk to everybody next week. Not quite next year, but next week, I sure hope. But anyways, all right, good night, everybody.
I want to thank you for joining us. If you like what you hear, please consider supporting the show on Patreon at patreon.com/doubtingdogma or leave a review on iTunes. You can follow the show on Facebook at facebook.com/doubtingdogma or on Twitter at doubtingdogma. The intro music was written and performed by Marissa Alexa McCool and was used with her permission.